I'm Laura.
And I'm Emma.
And we're Mom Best Friend.
The friends you always wanted.
Always needed.
Didn't know you needed.
Didn't know you wanted.
I have Lennox and Sebastian.
And I'm mom to Cleo and Beau.
And we have surveyed a lot of women.
A lot of moms.
And we've all got a lot to say.
Let's get into it. So we talk about our partners a lot on the show. We bring up our husbands, our lovers, you know, it comes up.
The baby daddy.
Yeah. So we thought it would be a good episode to talk to them so they could chime in so we don't just talk shit about them behind their backs.
Yeah. They'll do it to their face.
Yeah. Perfect.
Like a wife should.
Right. Yeah. I think we should be able to have real candid conversations with our partners. So that's what this episode is about today. So who is Simon to you, Emma?
Simon is my husband / baby daddy. I don't know. We've been together for, I guess, like 2 years. We met online because we're millennials.
What website?
Match.com.
Whoa!
I know. I did.
That's crazy. You were really looking for someone.
I was. It wasn't a Tinder situation.
Wow. Match.com is like more desperate than Tinder, right?
I'm okay.
Actually, Tinder is more sexually desperate, whereas Match is like, I want a real adult relationship.
Well, no. I think eHarmony is like, because like I had to write. I did eHarmony. I wasn't attracted to anybody because I had to write like a whole novel. And but Match, like, my husband to this day is like, you had the smallest, shortest Match profile ever. My username was literally just E. I didn't even write it out. I just put hot pictures and bikinis.
Worked. And that worked for you.
Worked for me.
So fast forward, where are we now?
We have 2 kids. So anyway, we met, we got engaged after 3 months. I got pregnant after 4 in Vegas on Ambien.
Whoa.
Yeah, because that's what happens in Vegas.
Does not stay in Vegas.
No, it
actually enters your womb.
It does.
And comes out in L.A.
Yeah, it comes out in L.A. So tell me about Neve Schulman.
So Neve Schulman, my husband. So we met. He slid into my DMs.
Oh.
And I had just got out of a relationship. I was really sad. And then we had this whirlwind romance. Mm-hmm. Then he dumped me. So I wrote him completely off. And I made him like work really hard to get my love back.
Yeah.
And I was, like, dating a bunch of people, and I was like, I don't care, whatever, whatever. And then after like, 4 months of that, mm-hmm. I got pregnant, and I think it was just meant to, I don't know, we both looked at each other and were like, we're doing this. Like, we love each other. The only reason we're, like, bad to each other is because we're not sure if you're the real deal. I think it just put a lot of, like, of our questions to bed. We're like, no, we want a family, and we love each other. Let's do it. So we had Cleo, and then we had Beau, and I think the second kid really, like, solidifies your relationship even more.
Because also, like, after 2 kids, that's a lot of child support. Like, no one's going to go anywhere.
Not even that. It's like, you've done it once, and it's really hard. So if you double down on that, you're like, no, we are together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is family, and, like, even if something happened and we did break up, like, we know we're going to be each other's lives forever.
Yeah.
So I think we're really dedicated to that. So it's cool. I don't know. I'm excited to kind of hear his perspective, though, on all the parenting stuff. JK. All right. Let's bring him out. Let's bring out the dads.
Let's bring him out.
Parade him out in their underwear.
I wish.
We have Neve Schulman here, my husband.
Yeah.
What's up? Simon.
Atik. My husband.
Yeah. I never knew how to say your last name. Simon Atik.
You know, I thought it was Attic for a long time, so don't feel bad.
Right. Anyway, so we're talking partners. We did a survey on our Instagrams.
We did.
And we got huge response.
I'm sure every couple has stuff that they want to say to the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have so many things I want to say to you. But I don't think it's a good thing to say them. I think you have to keep some things in. Otherwise, you could fight about something every day all the time.
Well, that's why the survey was a great format.
Right.
Because people felt comfortable
safe.
And open.
Right.
So we asked people, do they split the childcare 50-50? 38% of people said, no way. One person does a lot more. What about in your relationship?
I feel like he does a lot of it. I feel like...
Really?
Let's break it down.
That's scary, actually. That's what you think. Wait a second. You're taking care of your kids.
Wait, where is the kid?
Where are your kids
where
right now?
I don't know. Simon, where are they? I don't get up at night with the kid. I haven't actually the entire time we've had him.
The least I could do is take care of the kid in the middle of the night when he's crying.
Same.
Right?
Yeah.
I like that as like the thing that I can do that at least feels helpful.
Yeah. But here's the reality. She actually sleeps with headphones on, so even if I didn't want to get up,
what?
That would be a problem.
Wait, you...
Well, but I think that's smart. She's trying to sleep train, because you know what? He doesn't need you.
Sleep train the baby or sleep train me? I think both ways she's got to win there. So So anyway, I do get up in the middle of the night and I take care of the baby.
See, I think Neve's been waking up too much in the night. I'm like, just let him cry because then he'll stop getting up.
Last night, I'm glad I wake up because I found him with his head wedged into the corner of the crib.
Oh, like, wow.
He'd be fine. These kids, they're sturdy. I guess, yeah, a sturdy neck. Brilliant. He's crawling. But I love it. I love the sensitivity there. That yeah. Like,
I just feel like if I can let you sleep, that's a gift.
Exactly.
Well, I think the biggest reason is he's the one to deal with me without sleep. I don't do well without sleep.
I do better, actually, without sleep.
Yeah, I don't.
She does not.
That's good. So you found something that, like, works for you guys. What about in other stuff? Like, who's feeding the kids?
Oh, me.
Okay.
Yeah, he's...
No, I mean, I feed him in the morning.
Like, you prepare meals? Like,
no, he makes a bottle.
I pour milk into a bottle.
Right.
Gross. By the way, Neve walked in to record this podcast starving, ransacking Emma's fridge, and is now eating their son's leftover pizza that was going to be his dinner. So
after I made a beautiful bowl.
I'm going to get to that.
Okay. Of bananas and chips and
that's like more of a
thing. Hasn't got that funny.
Yeah.
That's dessert.
But that's the thing. My
entree. Yeah, Neve does some grocery shopping for sure. I think we've got sort of got a stride there with like the food. Like he now knows what to buy.
Well, you know,
but there was a level of time where I was doing it because he didn't want to do it wrong. And I think that's a lot of things for couples. Like if whoever's the primary caretaker usually knows better what to do. Oh. And the other person is like, okay, well, I don't want to do it wrong and I don't want to fuck up.
Well, I think it depends on the dynamics.
Well, I would not trust him
to see who does what and if somebody works, you know, a certain kind of job. But I mean, she orders everything online, so we don't actually.
I wouldn't trust him to go grocery shopping.
We asked people in our poll, in our survey, do you ever resent your partner? 70% of people said that they at least sometimes resent their partner.
Of course.
I mean, I'm surprised not 100.
I mean, that's bullshit. Whoever's saying the rest are lying. Because there's like last night, Simon was on a fucking business call and I was making dinner, holding a fucking baby right next to the stove. Lennox was screaming at something else. You fucking asshole, I resent you so much right now. Why are you on the phone? It's 7 o'clock at night. I was so mad.
And that's why I sit upstairs, because I don't want to deal with that.
I was so mad.
Oh, so you felt like your phone call was important and that you needed to do that then.
Right, absolutely.
I think
that's
a big thing for Neve and I, is that, like, I question your priorities.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, okay, well, do we really need to have an electrician here right now to rewire the hot tub?
Well.
We
may not need him right now, but if I don't have that electrician come, and you want to use the hot tub, and you go to turn the jets on, and the fuse breaks again... You're gonna be annoyed with me.
Devastating.
I have to.
Yeah, Neve's really problems. Getting ahead of my future tantrums about how the hot tub temperature is.
No, it's true. Being proactive. That's I'm good. Basically a stage manager for the Laura show.
Okay? Yeah.
I live in the wings, and I'm constantly rigging and focusing lights.
It's true.
And making sure everything goes smoothly so that when you walk on stage...
It's true.
The scene is set.
He's always circling my house doing something. And I'm like, why is he circling? Why isn't he helping me? But he's helping something that I might need. He's got his own agenda. So we ask people why they resent their partner. I'm going to list some of the common ones. Doesn't clean as much. Doesn't watch the kids as much. They're not planning enough. They let the kids break the rules.
Mm. Simon's like,
who lets the kids break the rules more?
Me.
Emma?
For sure. Her.
What rules?
What are the rules?
Every fucking rule. Like, there's no rules for her. I am like the bad guy. I'm the bad cop. I'm the disciplinarian. I'm the one that makes the rules. And
sometimes
so,
I break them with the kids.
So, like, you want to talk about resentment? That's one of biggest pet peeves.
You get to role play. You're a bad guy.
It's not. It's really not fun.
Mm. He said yesterday he had 3 kids. I was like, really?
I feel like you guys have a very modern relationship, it seems like.
Well, I think I do my share. I mean, we both definitely put in the time, right? It's just sometimes, you know, you're not in sync with the way you do things, whether it's the way you parent or discipline. And so that's where we butt heads a lot.
So because you have the sort of priority position in terms of time spent with the kids.
I like how you put that, the priority position.
Well...
I'm like a frequent flyer. I'm like executive platinum level
time with the kids. You've logged more hours. So you have the routines down. What's frustrating for me is that sometimes I see you going through routine and I feel like, oh, I could make an improvement to this. There's something that she's doing. Not that she's doing it badly, ever. But like, could there be a slight deviation from that routine that might improve the overall experience for her, for the kid, for all of us? But you don't like that because you feel like I'm sort of getting in your way or looming over you or
yeah, you're looming.
Right. But I want to be more involved and I see an opportunity to sort of perhaps improve the system. So that's sometimes where we butt heads because you're like, I got this, I do this all the time.
But how do you like communicate that?
Well, sometimes I'll just insert myself into the routine and you'll often just scold me and say, go away.
Yeah.
Go away.
I mean, I think that it's weird. Sometimes, though, I do appreciate it, and sometimes I don't, and it's a gamble.
And I know, like, Mia asked yesterday, do you feel comfortable, like, completely 100, leaving your child alone with its father? And some people said no.
It's probably because they haven't done it a lot, so they're nervous, because they're like, I haven't left my kids.
Right.
Before, and like, is this person, whether it's the father or another caretaker, are they gonna be as good as me? Are they gonna be able to figure it out? And
the answer is no.
Right.
Well, right, but isn't the answer partly no because you haven't given them as many chances to do that?
I mean, I guess.
But I also see this idea, like, most people said, like, in terms of why they resent their partner, and it seems, things like, he seems to have so much more freedom, but also maybe he's just more tolerant of disorder, or if things not going smoothly. A lot of resentment around he can just leave or golf or do whatever and doesn't worry about the baby the way I do when I'm away. Men, in general, seem like they can turn off the baby.
I think that we can.
And that's unfortunately a lot of reality.
I think that's just like a biological hierarchy. Yeah.
That's bullshit. I mean, that's not bullshit, but that's bullshit.
We argue about that all the time.
And this is what you always say. You're like, oh, I could do it. I could do what you do. I could take the kid and pick up Lennox at camp and be all day with both kids. You technically could. You would lose your mind. You act like it's so easy. Like, I have, leisure.
No.
It's hard. We know it's hard.
And I think the better you are at managing stress, the better you are at managing, you know, the kids and that thing.
But to be fair,
that's just a small part of it.
From sitting here with you, I'm not entirely confident she is better at managing stress.
But that's my point.
So why is she the sort of main day-to-day?
I've told her from day one, I am happy to stay home with the kids and be a stay-home dad if you want to go do your thing.
No, I don't trust that.
Okay, so here we are.
I think that is at the heart of a lot of couples' resentment for each other, is this idea that, like, women, by default, assume the responsibility of children. And oftentimes, they just give up their career or their dreams or their pursuits to do that. And the question is, like, is there a way that a couple can really, and it happens, obviously, sometimes, but where a woman can say, like, no, you're going to take care of the kids.
Yeah. So that's why I do both. Like, I work, and the thing is, then I give myself a double day, because I'm working, but I also want to be the primary care. I want to do it all, so I'm doing it all, and then I tweak out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll have, like, a week of anxiety, or, I'll just get really sad for a moment, like, because I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
I've almost stopped suggesting that you take trips or go do stuff, because I know you're always going to say, I don't want to be away from the kids.
Well, right, and you know what? That someone wrote that about what do you wish you could tell your partner? And someone wrote, "I wish that you understood that I don't want to take me time."
Right.
Because it's stressful. You suggesting I take more time for myself is just stressing me out even more as another thing I have to do.
So we want you to have that time away and disconnect, but yet you don't want to.
We're not trying to project what you should have. I think a lot of husbands probably feel this way, which is like, just tell me what you need. If you want me to be more active, or if you need me to take the kids for the afternoon, like, just say it. We're happy to do it. But unless you say it, we're not going to be as proactive, because we just assume you don't want that. Like, you do kind of have to ask and suggest things to us to help us know where you're at.
Another thing that came up a lot, the worst thing about my partner is that they don't understand that I don't want to have to tell them.
Right.
To do things, I want them to be proactive.
So would it be better if I just said, hey, I'm going to take the kids today. We're going to have a day. But then you'd be sad. You'd be like, I want to go. Right. Don't leave me.
I know.
Right? Yeah. Whereas if you took the kids for the day, I'd be like, okay, cool. I'll go to the gym. I'll get a car wash. Like, I would immediately fill my day with stuff.
I know. Therein lies the problem.
Right.
I'm not saying that these things.
I'm not on board with that one. I think it needs to be communication. Like, here's what I want to do. What can you do to help me with that? Instead of just doing and saying, here's what's going to happen. Because you know what? It's going to backfire. I feel like it's going to backfire.
Well, no, but here's my one of the things that I think we could work better, or we could
this is
figure
quickly
out.
Turned into like therapy.
I know you want me to plan more stuff, and sometimes I feel bad that I don't. But then I think, oh, if I plan something and it doesn't or conflicts with what you wanted to do, or if you're not into it, or if you have something else that I didn't know about, like it's gonna be get complicated and messy. So I don't do as much of that sort of proactive day planning.
Right. It's just like every single couple is exactly the same. Yeah. That's what you said. Ask, all right, so what's the worst thing about your partner? He stresses less than me. He's forgetful and disorganized. Which is, I think that's funny because like disorganized, like the idea of like every day I wake up, I know I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like,
absolutely.
I like all the balls are in the air. And like Neve comes, he's like, hey, toss me a ball. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know if I can juggle. If I get one of my balls right. over there, I'm going to drop all these balls.
Yeah.
So but I want him to help, but when he tries to help, I'm like, I don't know, this might like fuck up my whole system.
Yeah.
So I get it. It's impossible. It's an easiest way.
Every day being a parent is like a Rube Goldberg machine. Yeah. There's a million things that have tiny sequences that all have to happen in order for the next thing, the nap, the meal, the bath, the this, the like, right. to get the car down, we got to leave 15 minutes early because of this. Like,
Neve is obviously married to a Virgo. Yeah. That's how I do it. I don't think everybody does it like that, but I'm like, it is 6 on my dial. It is time for bath.
I don't hear the bath running.
No, so this is, I'm an Aries, so I'm a hot mess. However, this is the shit that drives me crazy. Bedtime. I'm like, okay, it's bedtime. 15 minutes later, I lose my head because Simon's still playing with the kids. And I'm like, he has fucking school tomorrow. At right. that point, that's when I lose my head. At first, I'm kind of like, oh, yay, mm-hmm. it's bedtime. And then I'm like, it's fucking bedtime, right. Simon! You know?
Right. Well. And I'm just trying to have a nice time.
That's
I know, I do
exactly
feel like...
exactly what she sounds like.
But I do seem like a buzz... Sometimes I'm a buzzkill.
I feel like you say that you're the bad guy, but I feel like when it comes to, like, structure and stuff, that I'm the bad guy.
I mean, listen, in all fairness, she's right. But here's the thing. Like, I'm not home all day, right? So I don't get time with the kids as right. much as I'd like to. I come home right. from work. You know what? I want to hang out with the kids for a little bit. They're like, you know, they want to play.
Until midnight. And
I get it, right. And then she's got to deal with the pickup the next day when they're crabby.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
I love my favorite thing about Neve is that, like, he'll be playing, like, in Cleo's room or something. And I'll walk in and I see him, like, pass his phone down. You've been playing with her. I hear you guys having fun, but I just love how you know that when I come near, if you're on your phone, you're like, I'm not gonna do it.
Oh my gosh!
Like I'm.
When I walk in,
you don't hear
the
him
door.
Singing too, do you?
I do, but I walk in and all of a sudden you'll like randomly stop. Be on your phone and start singing or something to like make me think that you guys are like interacting when I came home from like dropping off
planets.
Yes, we are. I did the same thing because once in a while I'll be on my phone and you will come in and I'll put it.
Yeah.
Because like I think we both know that we need to be present for our kids.
Yeah, of course. It's
but that's good and that's not everyone.
No, well, that's
I can
good.
Hear you from like the street, so I get
Touché.
Time to prepare before you walk in.
Yeah.
All right. So we ask people the best thing about their partner. Okay, and these are some of the responses. He's so determined, always sees the cup half full.
I like it.
He's 99% wonderful, which makes the 1% seems very awful.
Oh.
Right? Wants to do a really good job. Keyword wants to do a really good job. I love it. Even the positive things are like slightly passive
negative.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
One's like, he'll do anything to help us and protect us, keep us safe, and then in parentheses, except chores.
Yeah.
We also asked... Knowing what you know now, would you have had your baby with the same person?
Oh, yeah, this question I like, yeah.
Would you, Neve? Would you have a baby
sure.
with me again? What about you, Simon?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like that's, would you?
It's a hard question to answer.
Are you questioning yourself
directly
or are you questioning
your partner?
Me? Yeah.
Right, I don't, this isn't the right form. 20% of people said
they wouldn't.
Oops, haha, nope.
Yeah.
Would not.
I mean, I waited a long time to have kids and no regrets.
I feel like... You kind of do a disservice to yourself because we never really got to date. We never had that time to be by ourselves, get to know each other, travel.
We still feel like we're just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And we, you know.
Yeah.
I know, but that's also the kind of fun thing. I try to remind myself this all the time. Your kids are young for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I know we're going to be empty nesters and, like, have all of that time. And that's going to be, like, a lot more
that's
time
true.
Than we had
and then
kids.
You're
going to
be like, okay.
Right.
Oh, we're going to be together for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this brings up the whole other topic of, like, you know, the world doesn't end when you have kids,
no.
right? You've got to just make more effort to get and connect with each other on, you know, date nights or going away for a couple days.
We don't do that nearly enough.
I agree, but I'm just saying that that's why it's even more important that you put more effort into doing that.
So we asked couples also, who is more responsible for keeping the romance alive? I couldn't believe that it was split 50-50. Now, in your in your relationship, Emma, who's doing?
Definitely Emma.
I am.
For sure.
Really?
A crazy
but
person.
But she's a romantic. Like just
planning date nights and stuff?
A few weeks ago, I like got like 50 balloons and I attached a love note on each of them.
Literally, like it was incredible.
And put them over the bed. I'm like a crazy. I write him like 1,000 love letters. I do like.
You're
books.
Making me look bad now.
I do books.
Yeah, what? She would make anyone look bad. She is just.
I'm
the
a
most...
little excessive.
50 love notes?
I bought a balloon tank, a helium tank to blow up these fucking balloons.
That's super extra. Neville write a note on a mirror or something. That's nice.
I like leaving post notes when I go away.
Yeah. I definitely reminders. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, you've got me some thoughtful gifts.
You're a Virgo.
I don't have time for that. It's not in my schedule.
It's not your love language.
Somewhere
it's
the
not, not your love language.
Thank you, Neve. Thank you, Neve. Yeah. Acts of service, though. I do a lot. Right? What's my love language to you?
I don't know that you have one.
Oh, honey. Oh, my God. I love you so much.
Laura thinks snuggling is when she rolls over and, like, drapes an arm.
And touches. A blanket that's wrapped around you.
Well, she'll drape her arm over me for a second, and then it'll just slide to the comforter, and she'll start touching me.
Like, because I'm doing most of the stuff with the kids, I think it's nice that you take on that role, because I want to have this close relationship. Like, I want to have date nights. Like, it's our anniversary. We're going to Malibu, and, like, we had an Airbnb. Yeah. It's going to be so
did
cute. And, like, I definitely was like, we should do something for our anniversary.
But then I executed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Executed.
Right. That's where we fight, because I feel like he doesn't do anything for me like that. And I'm always like, you haven't planned this, you haven't do this, you don't do this.
I planned so much of my life already.
I'm like, okay, well.
You know? And I want to give her that thing to do, you know? Maybe it's a little cop-out, but.
It's a cop-out.
Well, she enjoys it, though.
It's a slight cop-out, but also since you are so clearly passionate about it, I can understand why, you, as a husband, and as speaking more generally, you might say, like, oh, no, my wife, like, she loves that stuff.
Really I don't want to.
Like,
she's
receiving.
So good at it.
Like
but she's so good at it, but I think. It's good for guys to realize, or any partner to realize, like, if that's something your partner's really passionate about doing, like, think about how much more it'll mean to them if you
exactly.
do it for them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because they love that stuff.
That's why once in a while I get that thoughtful gift. You know what I mean? I'm like, I did my gift for the next 2 years.
Yeah,
I'm
you're good.
I am good.
Meanwhile, all you really have to do to make me happy would be to, like, call a handyman. No. Schedule an electrician.
What do we want to ask these dads? Right. So, how has your life changed since kids?
I really feel like the best of me has come out. Like, I feel like there's been, like, this father has been locked inside me for a long, long time, and these kids just really unleashed it. And it's a great feeling. I mean,
let him out.
It's an awesome feeling.
I think it has finally given me a purpose, because I have such a passion for tidying and organizing and like
I know I was like where is it
yeah.
going?
This is so beautiful.
No, I think it's just finally allowed me to be the cleaning, like, neat freak, organizing toys, building furniture guy that I've always dreamed about being. Like,
so for Simon,
love...
the dad has been unleashed within, and for me, the OCD
carpenter has been unleashed.
What do you think the D in OCD is for?
Oh boy.
Dad.
So did my kitchen give you anxiety?
This whole house is a little difficult for me.
It's pretty tidy, though.
It's clean.
It's clean.
Welcome to my world, yeah.
It's pretty tidy. All right, more questions for dads.
Toys.
More questions for dads. Do you think your partners, Emma and Laura, give you enough credit?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys aren't looking for credit.
I don't, I'm not looking for credit. No. I don't feel
credit
like...
for what? For being a dad?
I do. I say stuff all the time. I'm like, wow, like, you're a really great dad. You're really good at this. Their kids are lucky to have you. Blah, 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 blah.
I think you recognize when I'm doing, when I'm helpful, or when I do something great.
Gold stars.
Yeah, that's all, like, positive reinforcement.
I've never,
and hence
I've
the
never
job.
Felt unappreciated. She's really good about saying, you know, good
I
job.
I mean, you don't do,
good
like,
job.
Gushy Instagram posts about how I'm such a great dad.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you have, I mean, like,
on Father's Day. On this appropriate scheduled day of the year. But you're right. I could do a little more, like...
But I don't care. I mean...
I mean, is it Instagram is your...
I mean, I would
you
say...
You want more gushy Instagram posts?
No. I'm just...
Maybe I'll do one right now.
I think...
I'm ready.
I can only speak for myself on this. I constantly feel like I'm less than. Like, I know that as the dad, not in every relationship, but in our relationship, like, you are the more active, more kind of currently important parent. And that's okay. That's just the reality of the situation.
Right.
So I'm more interested in, like, supporting and praising you.
Aww.
I think I tell you a lot.
That's nice. But I think it touches on something that I would like to address. It's like, are dads sad? Because, you know, like, I think a lot of people are saying, like, oh, well, you know, my husband, he's going, like, he isn't as active. I wish he would get off his phone. I wish he would do this. I wish he would do that. But, like, is that because there's something they're not dealing with about, like, their role as a father?
Well, I don't know. I do think, along the evolutionary timeline, women have always had this incredible ability to birth children and nourish them and raise them. And that's been their role for tens of thousands of years. Men had a role, or male animals, whatever, in nature that, like, in the last few thousand years has drastically changed. And I don't know that we are fully evolved to, like, figure out what our new purpose and function is. Like, we're still struggling with that. So
right.
A lot of guys fall back on, like, well, I provide, right? I work, I do my, like, that's, but that's not, you know, that's a very modern version of what male partners used to do.
Right.
Like, go to a job and sit at a desk and earn money. Like, that's not really, like,
right.
The
you're
function.
Supposed to be out
building shelters.
Right.
Right. So I think that there's still some catching up that men need to do evolutionarily to, like, feel more active and satisfied in their role.
Right.
But I just came up with that.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
On it, when Neve goes away to film, I'm fine. I'm great. I like it. I like having that alone time with my kids. I love it.
But you also like making me feel bad.
Right.
That I'm gone.
What?
Right. 100.
100%. So
you always say, you just get to go.
I know.
Have fun and do whatever you want.
Yeah, I know. It's like the biggest secret that's not a secret. I love to resent you, but I'm fine.
Right. And then I come home and you're like, why are you here?
Yeah.
You're just in the way. Because
there's a blow up my text
right.
and my phone all day about, you know, why I'm not there.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I love a good guilt trip.
I know. I feel bad that I do it. I need to chill out. What do you feel like you've lost now that you're a dad?
Well, first of all, I think I've gained way much more than what you would consider it a loss. You know, I think it's just a different part of my life. I think we all grow and mature in life. And sometimes you let things go to move on to better things. And that's the way I look at it. It's not a loss, because that sounds so negative. I think I've gained a tremendous amount of you know, love and family and
nagging wife
responsibility.
Simon's running for president.
That was a good answer. I was going to say similarly. Like, sometimes I'll think about things that I used to do before I had kids. And I think I've grown up, and I kind of end up getting to the point where I'm just like, do I even really want to do that anymore?
Right.
Is that, I mean, I know that once was a very cool, fun activity, or I could just go whenever I wanted, but I've realized now, and you brought this up earlier, that there are only a few things that are really important to me that I do want to hold on to, and one of them is, like, outdoor adventures, because I just need to connect with nature and disconnect with the technology in order to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've mentioned it a few times, and sadly we don't yet see eye to eye on this, but, like, I'd love to do outdoor adventures with the family.
We do outdoor adventures.
Well, no, but, like, longer, more outdoor.
Right.
Well, we will once the kids get older.
But that is the luxury.
Like, 5 days, no
reception. I think that is the luxury of being a dad.
Yeah,
is that you get to pick and choose what you hang on to and give up. Whereas I feel like a lot of mothers or women, they don't get to choose as much. Because their entire day is usually filled with babies.
But this also brings us back to what could be a balance that I think women or mothers could strike with their husbands more if they were either more vocal and just said, like when you said, hey, my girlfriends are going to Miami on a weekend trip, like, I'm going, you're in charge of the kids. Great. That was great. I was happy, and I actually had a great time with Beau, and we connected that weekend.
That
and like, so if you just, you don't have to give those things up, but you tend to sort of be more ready to do that.
Yeah. Cause we're like, clutching right. their children so
tightly. You know what's interesting here, with us at least, is she feels more guilty about her perception of what I've lost than I have. Because a lot of times she'll come to me, do you regret, like, marrying me? Do you regret, like, not being able to ride your motorcycle? Do you regret not being able to do the... I'm like, no, I'm cool with it.
Do you miss dating?
Oh. But she always hangs on to it. Like she feels like it's this identity crisis that I'm in. I've lost all these things. She keeps using that word, lost. And I'm like, honey, it's fine. Like, I'm okay with it. Honestly, like, it's not a big deal.
Does she really
deal,
feel that way? Or do you do that to get him to sort of, like, boost your
self-confidence? I feel really bad. It's kind of like his life got pulled out from underneath him. And everything was new, and here I am. At first, I was like, yeah, cool, these fun things. Yeah, you're so exciting.
Yeah,
and
now, that's the part I wish you'd give me more credit for.
And you deserve it, 100%.
Right, but if he didn't want to date someone who had a kid, he wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And if B, when you got pregnant, he didn't want to have a kid, he would have said he didn't want to have a kid. Like, there are plenty of guys that would have said, no, I don't want to have a kid with you. Mm-hmm. So, like,
it's just coming from a place of insecurity.
No, right. Yeah, that's what I was. Right. Yeah.
So, that's what it stems from, I think. But anyway, so that's.
But that's a good conversation to have had, so that you can maybe start feeling less bad and actually just be more vulnerable with your insecurity.
We've had the conversation.
You've had it
many times.
Clearly. Right now.
Well, that's the beauty of our relationship. Right. Yes. You can have the same conversations 1,000 times until it really just like is driven home.
Yeah.
But Laura does this with me too. She always like says, like, you're gonna leave me.
No, I don't.
You bring that up.
Oh, I mean, I joke around. I mean, it's the ancient, it's a trope, right? I'm like, oh,
I
don't know.
I'm not even sexy anymore, and I've got these kids, and you're just gonna meet some, you're gonna have a new young girlfriend with a new family, and you're gonna like,
right. I think in a hormonal world. Yeah. That's a reality too. Someone's like, what is something you wish you could tell your partner? And it's that hormonal. Like, mood swings are real.
They're a thing.
Like, I actually, sometimes, I'm like, I know that this is insane, and I know this isn't gonna happen, but I just need to, like, feel that, like, crazy low for a minute. And in that in that moment, I'll just, like, say all this stuff, and then I'll be like, but I don't actually feel that way.
Yeah,
honestly,
blah, blah, blah. Again, this brings it back to the whole thing where, like, I came in with a kid, and sometimes, like, I go through these scenarios in my head, like, is he cheating on me? Would he cheat on me? Is he got a girlfriend on the side? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I, all these things, but again, hormones, yes, I had a kid, like, 12 months ago, but still, like, it still stems from insecurity from my previous relationship with my husband cheated on me.
Right. Right. I mean, it's not unfounded insecurity.
No, of course. You say that sometimes it's just a hormonal thing. We have to, like, release these negative feelings. We say crazy shit. And I in response to that, because even though you're right and it is wild and I can't believe some of the things you say to me sometimes. On the flip side, I have to give you credit because you're usually pretty good about the turnaround. And within 10 or 15 minutes, if I handle you well, which is basically just being very appeasing and saying, like, okay, I understand.
He does. You don't, like, fly off the handle.
I don't engage. You can't, guys, you cannot engage with women when they're off their fucking crazy horse.
Yeah.
And then usually within a certain amount of time, you'll say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I know I said I hate you, but I don't actually hate you.
I love you like that.
Right.
I have to give you credit because you do handle me really well in my moments of craziness. Most of the time.
Yeah, but well, I mean, I think all of this stems from, like, we're both very different. Men and women are extremely different. So
especially us.
But sometimes you expect us to know what's happening.
Yeah.
And if we're smart enough, we'll just assume it's one of those times. We'll just kind of back off and just, you know, tiptoe around it. But yeah, I think you should come around and go, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize, I was going through this, or I'm just going through this. You know, and it's fine. It's fine. It's just, you've got to respect each other and communicate.
Like, when I'm, like, going off the handle and I'm, like, talking shit and, like, being mean and saying a lot of things, like, you don't respond. You don't, you know, throw it back. You don't yell at me and, like, I've been in relationships before where it's more, like, volatile.
Right. Mm-hmm. You always need some one person to diffuse.
Yeah.
Which I think that's important. Yeah.
But that's also the beauty of AirPods. Because what you don't know is he's actually got an AirPod in, and he's listening to this podcast.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Uh-huh.
I love it. All right, guys. I mean, I think that's pretty good. Partners. We got them.
There's more.
Sometimes we have them, sometimes we don't. I mean, I'm glad I have a partner. I don't know how single parents do it.
Not easy.
Tough.
Not easy.
Emma's done it.
Been there, done that.
Not but I think a lasting, meaningful relationship was something I don't hear people talk about a lot is learning how to deal with your partner's less desirable qualities.
Yeah.
So we already know what we love about our partners, but you end up spending a lot of time dealing with things you don't like about them.
Yeah. If you can't handle me at my worst.
Right, exactly.
You don't have to throw me at my best.
There it is.
Nia loves to quote that as like every hot girl on Instagram writes that on at least
that's
one
cast. Oh, yeah.
And now he just said it as like the best advice.
You just said
it. I know, but you make fun of them all the time, and now you just said basically that. I love it.
I think my version was a little bit more.
It was more eloquent, but not as punchy.
True, not as catchy.
Well, I think what's interesting here for me, at least, is like we're sitting here talking about these issues with our partners, and you know, you're making fun, jesting, you know, just all these things. And we're open to doing that. I think if you can do this outside of this environment, meaning like just on a one-on-one basis, and if you're open and honest with each other, I think that is a big part of mitigating some of these tensions and issues that come up. Because if there are resentments, and there's going to be resentments, then you talk about them, you communicate them, you know, on a one-on-one basis. I think it will go a long way with you know, minimizing the tension that goes on. Because it's easier to do this.
Well, no, but I think...
For most people...
That's great.
It's hard to do the one-on-one unless there's a third person sitting there that you're paying on an hourly basis to kind of listen to you guys, you know, bitch at each other.
You take your partner, you sit them down, you put this podcast on play, and you play it for them, and then this is a conversation starter.
Absolutely, that's right.
Perfect.
Yep.
That's what you do. Everyone's struggling
out there.
Free therapy. Listen to us argue, and then you can argue, and hopefully...
Yeah, because we all have the same thing.
We all have the same shit.
Place. Right. Yeah. All right, so, newlywed game. Let's get into it. First question. When and where was your first kiss?
The doorway of my house, the second day we met, but the nighttime, because I sent a picture of myself naked in the bathtub, and I said, come over so I can kiss you. He came to the door, we kissed for 6 hours straight, where our lips were bruised the next day.
I didn't write all that. But
I did give him a blowjob.
He just put the picture.
He just literally.
I did write the doorstep. Her doorstep.
Okay, that's boring. But okay.
And I just lost all my answers.
Simon and I are the same person because first kiss I wrote June 10th. Might not even be the right date. Red hook next to motorcycle.
Oh.
Like very just like.
Okay.
Incorrect.
What?
Oh.
It was on the roof of Alma, the restaurant we had dinner at. Remember?
I didn't think it was until we got down by the motorcycle, where we kissed again. That was our second kiss.
Yeah, I think we kissed on the roof.
Same night, though.
Yeah.
Did we kiss on the roof?
I'm pretty sure. Mm. The fireworks.
Oh, yeah, you just came and you sat next to me.
Right.
All right, well.
No
point.
Shocking, me remembers more about romance than me. I know, this whole podcast, I'm talking about how I'm not a romantic.
Okay, question two.
So I'm not shocked.
First answer was, have we kissed?
Aw, it's fine. I can make fun of myself. It's cool. All right. So what's your spouse's ideal date?
I would say getting a car in Europe and driving on the winding roads and then going to dinner.
Yeah, that's a good date.
Well, you went like...
Yeah, that's a great date. My answer was dinner at Mastro's in a hotel room in Malibu.
Oh, I like it.
Soup's cute.
Mastro's Malibu?
Malibu!
Is that your dream date?
Yeah.
I love the wedge there. And I love the burrata.
She's all about... Mastro's Malibu.
I love it. So I said for Neve's ideal date, camping under the stars.
Aww.
Huh. I was just thinking.
But is
more
that
local.
No? But is that your ideal date?
Well, I don't. I mean.
By the way, that's one.
You've been talking about how you
want to
camp so much. You
right,
wildlife.
I'm thinking date like going out like.
Right.
You know,
oh, I said
dinner,
right. I was like dinner at Nobu, then a bar with friends.
Yeah.
Like,
I was thinking.
No, I wrote trip around the world. Fancy hotels all day.
That's my ideal trip.
I love that the women were like thinking big.
Wow, you guys have expectations for dates.
They included other friends at our date. That's ridiculous.
Every time we go out in New York, you know, we always end up at the bar where you're all your friends are bartending.
That's not my ideal date, though. My ideal date is like Yeah.
I guess you're right. I could have been more. I could have said, right, like, you want me to do
more sensitive.
I should have said, right, I should have said, what's that episode of The Bachelor where they take them, like, on a.
Yeah. Fantasy date!
Fantasy, there. Yeah, I should have come up with a fantasy. Okay, so let me read. Okay, a helicopter to a private jet to an island in the Bahamas where we have masseuses waiting for us. Yeah. And then dinner on the beach under the starlight, and then a night cruise out to a hot spring. Where
I didn't hear you say your friends are waiting for you. Yeah.
The word we are looking for is not waiting.
Yeah. I love it. So first thing your spouse would buy if you won the lottery.
Car. Car or watches.
I don't know. I said a pool. I have no idea.
Stupid. A house.
Well, like a house to pool.
That's not what you said.
Well, I was gonna write house to pool.
Well,
but
you
I'm like,
can't
just
put
a pool
here.
Yeah, so obviously you need a new house.
Okay, so I'll give you half a point.
All right, half a
That's
point.
Super funny because I wrote first thing Need would buy is a classic car, probably from Alex Manos at the Beverly Hills Car Club.
Oh, you know Alex?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, because I you know what I think about all the time. Like,
I don't even like that.
I could buy a classic car now without winning the lottery, and every time I think about it, I'm like, what am I gonna do with an old car?
All right, so then what would you buy?
I guess a country house.
Oh, I like it. Country house.
I said for you, a private jet.
Wow.
Ooh, that's good.
You know I like to travel. At least you know. But actually, I just wrote a dope house on the beach.
Oh, so a country house. So there we go. We should just get a country house.
It's not a country house.
No, that is not a country.
You guys can't.
Beach house.
Okay.
This is why the biggest argument is like where will
I What if it's the shore of a lake?
No. Not the same.
I just think it's too risky to buy on the ocean. All right.
Favorite junk food. Favorite junk food.
I said for you, sour strips?
No, I said for you, Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, Sour Patch
You're
Kids.
You're like, oh, that's right. That is my favorite. Both, for you.
Yeah, it is. And then also
No, that's
for
not mine.
No, what's your favorite?
Cheese plates? Is that junk food?
Yes, it is. What's it? What's
I don't know
cheese?
If that's a junk food.
It is junk food.
A lot
it's
of people
like the junkiest
that,
food
like,
I eat is like a bunch of cheese.
Fancy, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I guess you're right.
But I guess I like Cheetos.
Right.
He loves a good cheese plate. But no, I said that Black Forest cake.
Hmm. Yeah, I love me a good Black Forest cake.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't eat
junk food. So dark chocolate morsels, walnuts, and moon cheese.
Wow.
Okay. Well, no.
No. What is yours?
First of all, they're unsweetened dark chocolate.
Okay.
Well,
and he finds them around
still
the house.
Dark chocolate.
And
I step on them all
cream.
The time.
Oh, that is very challenging. It's very hard
ice
on you, Simon.
Ice cream. I eat it in bed every night. You're always mad at me.
Okay. I wasn't wrong, though.
Okay.
Last one.
I have no idea.
I think the guys are winning.
Your spouse's most repeated sentence or phrase?
Yours? Oh, boy.
Yeah, what does Simon say the most?
Oh, boy. The fuck did I say, oh, boy?
Simon
all
says.
All the time.
Wait, Simon says, oh, boy?
Yeah.
When
like, oh,
have
boy.
I ever said, oh, boy?
All the time. Like,
oh,
boy.
Boy?
No. Like you don't even realize you're saying it, maybe.
Oh, my God. I think I have heard you say
yes!
that. Now we got to listen back to the pod.
Oh, boy.
And
like,
see,
are you like, what's Sebastian?
No,
like,
he probably
oh,
doesn't say it when he's focused on a conversation like this, but maybe just in general.
No, like when Sebastian does, he's like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Maybe. I know, it's one of those things where you just kind of like.
You say it constantly.
Well, do you know. Do you have a phrase in mind for yourself that you say a lot?
I mean,
it's hard to know.
Yeah. Seriously?
Well, yeah, seriously. That's a good one.
And all right,
what does Emma say?
For you, shut the fuck up. Wow.
You know what?
Not in that, like, derogatory.
I've heard her say that.
Like,
I say
yeah.
I can't all the time.
She like, says shut the fuck
or
up a lot.
Or shut the F up.
Yeah.
A lot.
F up?
You say it a lot.
If the kids are around.
Yeah,
because
you're saying it like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like your version of oh my God.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck
shut
up.
I do. I say that. I say that all the time. But I also say I can't.
Right.
I can't.
Yeah. All right, I really struggled with this one for Neve. I don't know. I wrote Jim.
What?
Every morning he wakes up, Jim. I don't know. I literally couldn't think of one.
Wow.
It was easy for you.
What?
Wow.
Oh yeah, she says that a lot.
Well, that I gotta finish.
I say wow.
You
wow.
Say, no, wow. Your dick looks huge.
Yes.
No, that's unfortunately not what you said. Your phrase that you say all the time is, the reality is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You say that a lot. The reality is.
I know. I'm you know what? I'm hard on people. I'm critical and I'm perfectionist. I'm sorry about that.
And it's because you're a Virgo.
If you guys have been listening to the pod, you know
all right,
that
so
I'm a controlling freak.
Get to end the podcast.
All right.
You.
So who won?
Were we keeping score?
Ladies, why don't you just say that the ladies won?
Okay, because that's all right. Right.
Well, that's it for partners. Mm-hmm. You can't live with them. You can't live.
You have to live with them.
You can live without them.
Yeah.
But you should try to work it out.
Yeah.
But it's tough.
It's hard. It's hard. Some days you're like, you know what? I could do this by myself. Just kidding.
But
do you want to, though, really?
No, I really don't. Yeah. I don't want to clean up throw up. So right. That's why I keep them around.
Listen, I think there's a lot of ladies out there, us included, and we get annoyed with these guys, and we're just like, they're lazy, they're not trying hard enough, where are they, I need help. Mm-hmm. But it is helpful to also look at the other side of things in that, like, we've got to try to let them be more involved and sort of be a little more hands-off so they can step in. I don't think it hurts to go off for a day or two and just, you know, let them fend for themselves. No notes. Leave the kids no notes.
Yeah, right.
This is just a challenge for moms to sort of put their money where their mouth is and let the dads do a little bit more. Because there's such thing as the sad dad out there and they want to do more, but we're not letting them, maybe.
Boy.
But also, any dads out there listening, get up first. Get the fuck up. First.
Maybe. Change a diaper.
It's the one thing you can do is get up first. In the morning, get up. You hear that, babe? You get up. That's
it. I do get up.
Get up more, Neve.
All right.
It says gym.
Get up. Gym.
Can I go to the gym if I get up?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for this episode of Mom Best Friend. If you and your partner sounded at all like our partners and you want to complain about them secretly on Instagram, either slide into our DMs on mombestfriend.pod or just leave it in the comments and hope they don't look on our Instagram.
What are their chances of them looking?
I don't know. We have some dude followers.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, don't tell them that.
Don't tell them to follow us. Anyway, this is Laura
and Emma
signing off.
Bye.
Bye.